This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Russian court has sentenced opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Navalny previously spent 10 months under house arrest during an earlier phase of the trial. Tuesday's verdict means Navalny will now spend the next 2 years and 8 months in a Russian penal colony. The court found Navalny violated his parole from a 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities of his whereabouts when he was evacuated to Berlin last year for treatment following a near-fatal poisoning attack. "What more could I have done?" Navalny asked the court. "I was in a coma." International media investigations suggest that Navalny correctly points to Russian security services as the source of his attack. They are believed to have laced his underwear with a military-grade nerve agent while the opposition leader was traveling in Siberia last August. Russian authorities deny this. Navalny arrived in Berlin in a coma after President Vladimir Putin approved his evacuation. This followed repeated delays and little certainty he'd survive the attempt on his life. The opposition politician has long argued his 2014 conviction was politically motivated to disqualify him from running for office under current Russian law. The U.S. State Department has officially declared the military takeover in Myanmar a coup. The State Department made that announcement on Tuesday, saying Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's ruling party, and Win Myint, the duly elected head of the government, were deposed in a military coup February 1st. This triggers some restrictions on types of foreign aid the U.S. can